2 years ago this month, our lives were upended because of COVID-19. 2 years ago this week, the Trump White House declared COVID a national emergency. It banned most non-American travelers from coming in from Europe. And some governors shut down schools. That forced students to learn from home. Victoria Quiñones de la Rosa was 6 years old then and a second grader outside Boston. She remembers when she found out her school was suddenly about to shut its doors.
I just heard the news and got kind of scared and asked my mom if it was true. And when she said yes, I started to kind of panic.
Victoria says it's tough as a kid to find your world has changed overnight.
You feel like you're in a dark hole that doesn't have any information on how to stop it, so that way you can go back to how you felt before when you were even younger.
And she worried something bad was about to happen.
I was kind of scared to express my feelings at the time because I thought that everyone might have had the same feeling. I didn't really focus on calming down and then maybe just pause and think about how I can get through this.
Kids such as Victoria barely had a foothold in elementary school when the pandemic struck. 7-year-old Jacob Oliveira is a second grader. Jacob has a younger brother who has a medical condition that puts him at high risk for the coronavirus. So Jacob and his siblings barely left the house for a year and a half, except to play in the yard.
Well, the toughest parts that I couldn't see my friends, I couldn't go to school. I only did half kindergarten and half virtual school in kindergarten. And in first grade, I did the whole year of school in virtual. But then it got, well, time passed. It was getting very easier. And then I got to spend more time with my family. And I watched movies. I got in calls, see my grandma. And it was like very kind of emotional because I couldn't see her in person, but I can see her in the calls.
Victoria says not being able to attend classes in person was a huge adjustment.
When I was doing virtual learning, I kind of felt like I was trapped in a bubble. Since I had a really nice and funny teacher, I wish I could have seen him in person. It would have been more exciting, and I just felt like the space I was in at the time didn't really help me to understand what we were learning.
9-year-old Brooke Sturman also felt the loss of personal attention at school. She's in fourth grade now. She was 7 when the pandemic hit.
The worst part was feeling really lonely. And also, I really, really missed school because I missed, like, a teacher sitting down with me and I'd be like, okay, class, this is the lesson today. We're learning this. Flip to, like, your math workbook. Here, write down your journal. We're going to be learning about this type of writing today. And I just, like, missed having someone just, like, tell me what to do. And, like, all I wanted to do was go to school.
And how was that taken care of? What made that part easier?
So my mom really tried to make everything feel more like school. And my grandma would actually, she lives in Connecticut. She would do Zoom calls with us, and she would read to us. She would teach us some lessons. What was good is I also got really closer to her. I usually would only see her on holidays, but now I'm a lot more closer to my grandma. We would do Qigong with her to get some exercise, and she would do some baking and some science experiments.
You've got a very cool grandmother.
Yeah, my grandmother rocks.
And Victoria feels pretty much the same way about her own grandmother, especially when they cook together during the lockdown.
We do a lot of traditional dishes during holidays. Some of the Guatemalan dishes we make together are champurradas and pupusas. I just feel like that helps me connect with the ones I wasn't able to connect with as much before.
So there's a real pattern among you three and your grandmothers, which is really nice. Jacob, I want to get back to you about a special birthday that you had. Was it your 6th birthday?
Yes.
What happened?
So in June 2020, when it was my birthday, I got a parade with police officers. It was so good. And I got a Lego police officer for my toy. It was the best.
And the local police came?
Yeah. They're in cars and they put on the lights.
So that's certainly something to remember.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I wonder, Brooke, for you, is there one thing that you remember? Is there like a moment like that, even a smaller moment that doesn't involve the local police?
Well, my mom would always say, like, after COVID, we would have like a really fun day. We would go to the movies and we would do that stuff we couldn't do in COVID. And since COVID was kind of cleaning up a little bit, we had a really fun day with my mom and my sisters. And we went to a really good diner. We went to fun and games, and then we watched a movie and had a sleepover. And I remember that just day felt so nice because it felt like, even though COVID isn't technically over, it felt like it was, and it felt really good to do stuff I used to do.
Victoria, did you have an experience that's always going to stand out for you?
Well, on my 8th birthday, which was in August, I had a really fun day because I was able to get a water slide, and a whole bunch of my friends came over, and it felt really good to see all my friends after a really long while.
All three children say they'll remember nonstop news reports about COVID. Two of the three got COVID themselves. One of their parents got pretty sick, and two lost cousins to the illness. Looking ahead, Jacob awaits the day his little brother, who is at high risk, can get a COVID vaccine and venture out. Victoria wants to go to amusement parks. And Brooke can't wait for her sister's bat mitzvah. She says the pandemic has given her a new outlook.
Don't take family or anything for granted. Don't take school. Don't take food. Don't take family. Like, everything isn't always guaranteed.
We heard from 9-year-old Brooke Sturman, 8-year-old Victoria Quinones de la Rosa, and 7-year-old Jacob Oliveira. They all go to school outside Boston. Thanks to you all. So nice to talk to you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for letting me do this and this opportunity.
I appreciate
Bye.
It.
Bye.
Bye.